got a good feeling about today's show.
Why's that?
I don't know, it just feels good. Something feels right. I don't even know what it is. Maybe it's that mustard cardigan.
What is with you and this mustard cardigan?
Oh, I like the mustard cardigan, mate.
Okay.
Can I try it on? I think I used to wear cardigans.
Did you?
When I lived in Melbourne, I was a massive cardigan
wearer.
Actually,
yesterday I went to brunch with gorgeous Alan, who works here, and he wore one of my jackets. And it looked like a female jacket on him.
Your clothes... Oh, I thought we were wearing the... I thought I had a black shirt on today. I was going to say, oh, it's warm. Aren't you warm, eh?
I'm a warm-bodied human.
You'd be nice to snuggle up to at winter, wouldn't you?
I have seen you in a cardigan before.
I used to wear cardigans all the time. Hello.
The short sleeve looks a little bit... You know who you look like?
Who do I look like?
Moses.
I got sandals on today too.
I
got thongs. So.
You are Moses. Oh my God, and your pants. Is he not Moses? Can we take a photo and put that on the Facebook page?
I'm not a big Bible guy. What's Moses do again?
Moses is the guy that parted the Red Sea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he had the big staff, the big pole. And he had like a long beard though, but he didn't have the beard.
Maybe I'll part ways between, look at this, I'll just part ways between that. Parting the ways.
Why are you touching your bum?
The ways are being parted. Just parting the ways.
You're getting ready to fart.
And the ways are parted.
Oh, that was not
come
on.
Come on. We're going to go with fart sounds from Bree.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Where do you sit on Chris Brown in 2017?
I don't know.
It's a tough one, isn't it, when you think about it?
Like, I love his music, and yep. I've always liked the music that he's been putting out, and I like some of his recent stuff, but I don't know, it's hard, and it's hard to know the truth, and it's hard to know the stuff that's been made up, but, like, I don't know.
It's all a bit tainted, isn't it, after what happened in 2009 with Rihanna.
It's hard to like the guy as a person.
I know, but it's not like radio stations banned his music or anything. You know, the music lives on and he continues to sell out shows right around the world. And he's got a documentary which has just hit Netflix, a music documentary. And I really like these music documentaries. I get into these. It's called Chris Brown, Welcome to My Life. And there's a petition out at the moment for Netflix to drop the documentary. Mm-hmm. Based on the domestic violence, and he's been charged with it. He said he was guilty to that in 2009.
Yeah, he pleaded guilty.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there is talk of it being ripped off Netflix. I watched it yesterday, and I've got some audio from it where he talks about what happened on that night. It's pretty confronting.
Yeah, I know. When I watched it, I was like, this is pretty full on.
Oh, so you've seen this?
Yeah, it's been out for a couple of months.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I watched it. 2 weeks ago, I think.
You've watched the documentary?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, wow.
The part where he's sitting there and he's talking about that night is full on.
Yeah, well, this is him talking about their relationship between him and Rihanna, and his mum's at the end of this as well. Have a listen.
It just went downhill because, you know, it would be fights, it would be verbal fights, physical fights as well, mutual sides, and this is the first time I get to say anything. And like I said, I still love Rihanna, but I'm just going to be honest. We would fight each other. She would hit me, I would hit her. It never was okay. It was always a point to when we talk about it, I'm like, yo, what the f- are we doing? Like, I don't like that. I don't like you slapping me. If I go on stage, I got a scratch on my face, and I gotta explain it like, oh, nah, I fell, or if you got a scar or whatever, or a bruise, you gotta put makeup on. I feel like, I'm not ever trying to put my hands on any female.
Anger or whatever, you have to walk away from the situation. Never, ever put your hands on anyone.
So that's his mum at the end there. Volatile relationship.
It sounded like it both ways.
Between the two of them, 100%. And look, if this audio is distressing to anyone about, you know, if you're in a similar situation or you experience domestic violence, we know the numbers in Australia aren't great whatsoever, but you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. I've got the audio of what happened of the night. It's quite long, though.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you need him to kind of explain everything that happened. Do we want to hear that? Do we want to hear that?
How long is it?
I tried to cut it down, but it's still about a minute where he talks about what happened on that night. And, I mean, it's one of those things that the conversation more, what I wanted to have this morning, is whether we thought it should be on Netflix mm-hmm. and hearing his side of the story or not.
Because it's interesting especially lately because of all this Harvey Weinstein stuff.
Exactly.
And then the Kevin Spacey stuff has come out. And I mean, House of Cards have dropped him.
Exactly.
They dropped him straight away. It didn't matter about, obviously, they had a last season to go of House of Cards. They wanted to send a message that they didn't want to be associated with someone like that. I'm not saying this is exactly the same, but it's interesting to see a lot. There's a big movement happening right now.
Yeah. But this is my question as well, and this is my thought heading into this, you know, having a chat about it after watching it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Do we even give Chris Brown the time of day? Do we even give him the airtime right now?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've been convicted of it. No one should ever hit anybody in a situation.
In general, it doesn't matter. And yeah, if man or woman, you should never put hands on someone.
Exactly. So that's why I'm torn between whether to give him the light of day or not, or if people are even going to watch the documentary to hear his side of the story. He was young. He was, I think he was like 18 at the time.
I think he was even younger.
Even younger than that.
I think he was 17.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, he wasn't old at all.
No.
And I think they actually convicted him as an adult because when he went to court, he was 18.
Right.
But the story's full on.
Yeah. And he says it's something that he deals with every day. Sure. What do you think? Do we play the audio of what he says for that night?
I don't know. I think if people want to go watch it, then it's on Netflix for people to watch.
That's fair enough.
I don't know. I think it's something that, when I watched it and listened to it, it's pretty
confronting, isn't
confronting.
It? All right. Well, it is up on Netflix now. Chris Brown, Welcome to My Life is the name of the documentary. How long it's going to be there for, I'm not sure. I don't know, because they could end up taking it down. There is the petition gaining some big numbers at the moment. But, yeah, it's also on YouTube, actually. So if you want to look it up on YouTube, we won't play it on air for you here right now because it is very confronting how hard they went at each other. So we don't like to hear that. But I'll give you out that number again. If you are going through a situation like this, the Lifeline number is 13 11 14.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
What are you? You're seal clapping over there. You like this?
I love tagging producer Rach and stuff I know she'll hate.
What is she hating? What have you tagged her in?
I tagged her in. So producer Rach hates spiders.
Yeah.
Hates them. And I tagged her in this video of people eating a tarantula.
What about if...
And then I just watch her. I watch her open up the notification and then the look on her face.
Rach, you just need to tag Brie back in the trifophobia stuff.
Rachel.
That stuff
I already
holes.
Have a lot of people who do that.
The whole stuff, you know?
I shared that with you guys and now you use it against me.
It's mind games up in here. Survival of the fittest. Let's do this.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gorby's movie bio guessing game.
Very simple game. Read out a movie bio. First one to buzz in, guess the movie, wins. If you get a wrong guess, the other person has a free one. And it is best of three with Brie versus the people. You're due for a win.
I am due.
You need to get a win here this morning.
Did I win last week?
No, you just
got
pipped.
All right, let's move on.
But if you look at the percentages of how many times we played this game and how many times you won...
It's 80-20.
It's fully stacked in your favour. I'd say 90-10.
90-10, yep, I'll take it.
Yep.
I'll take those odds.
And you know I wouldn't give you the odds if you didn't actually have those.
Yet.
Jess is in Berkeleyvale. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Morning.
You know your movies?
Yep.
Oh, confidence. I like that. Well, IMDb, the website, is down today, so I've had to go elsewhere for my movie bios, but that's all good. We've still got them.
Oh, God, I can only imagine how this is going to go.
No, this is actually better. I should probably use this way to go instead. All right, here comes the first movie, guys. Buzz in if you think you know this one. Ellen has been in a shuttle for 57 years. She is rescued and debriefed by her employers. They are skeptical of her claims that a creature killed her entire crew and forced her to destroy her ship. And they subsequently revoke her flight officer license. While on the ship, she encountered alien eggs. And the ship is now home to the...
Brie?
Yes.
Is it Alien?
Good movie. Do you remember that movie?
Not really. Has it got Sigourney Weaver in it?
Sigourney Weaver's in it, yes.
Sigourney. You're an idiot.
It is Alien. Well done.
There you go. There you go. I saw that when I was like 12.
Yes. One of the classics. One of the greats. On you, Jess. Thanks for coming. Nate's in my side of town. You're mine. I'm on it, Nate.
Morning, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Good, man.
Thank you.
You need to win this for the people, otherwise Bree takes it home on this movie.
Okay.
Good luck.
Let's go.
The year is 1995. John is living in Los Angeles with foster parents. His mother, Sarah, had been preparing him throughout
his childhood.
Bree, Terminator 2.
Need to buzz in with your name, mate. It's in the rules. Bree's got Terminator 2.
Hey, I'll take it.
Win's a win.
I haven't seen Terminator 2. So
what?
Never seen it. I've seen number one.
What do you mean? Liquid Terminator? That's number two.
Might have seen that.
I think number two was better than number one. Liquid Terminator, you know, he comes
running. Number one's pretty good. Oh, yeah, that is. I have seen it.
The liquid guy gets all shot up. And
scared the bejesus out of me when I was a kid.
The special effects for it too.
Crazy.
The Aquasplash tickets go begging.
No one gets them.
No one gets them, mate. Unless you want to pass them on to someone.
Let's go movie number three.
Who's that, Jace?
Yep.
Jace at the entrance, you've got tickets, mate. Just give him the tickets for doing nothing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah. We're not going to do a third movie, are we?
Why not?
We run out of time.
Fine, you get the tickets.
Oh.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, we would. You did nothing to get them, mate. So. Aquasplash open this weekend. John at the entrance is off there to check it out.
Jason.
Yep, like I said, John.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You hear about this guy in the Barossa Valley. He was a winemaker and he's facing court, I think, in the next couple of days after he destroyed 27,000 litres of Shiraz and Chardonnay at a rival company. An idiot.
I was going to say that hurts, but it really hurts for the rival company. I thought it was going to be his own company. So how did he do it with the other company?
So
sabotage.
So it was company sabotage. In February 2015, the guy went to this winery and he opened up valves on all these massive containers of wine to drain almost $300,000 worth.
That stings.
Can you imagine he'd just be opening up all these valves of these big tanks at this winery and just letting it drain out?
Who in their right mind wastes wine?
That's what I thought.
Is this guy crazy? I don't care if they're your rivals, mate. Don't be tipping the wine.
At least steal it for yourself or something. What is going through that guy's mind when he thinks, oh, this is a good idea?
So obviously he's trying to do it so their winery sells more because people have to go there.
Yeah, because obviously they wouldn't have had any wine because he's drained 27,000 litres.
How'd he get caught?
Security cameras.
Well done.
He's on security camera, so they knew who it was, but apparently it's all a bad blood situation because the winery was actually previously owned by his father and he got fired from that winery back in 2010 and he also got cut out of his father's will.
Right.
And apparently his father's still got, you know, stuff to do with the winery, but he sold it. He sold the winery.
Yep.
But this guy, 60-year-old man, has gone back and thought, I'm going to get revenge anyway. On the new owners.
And take it out on them.
So his dad doesn't even own the winery anymore.
Can we name and shame his winery? What's his winery?
I don't know the name of his winery. They only say the name of this winery.
The poor one. The one that's lost it all.
Well, it's not really a winery anymore, is it?
It's just a destination with nothing there.
It's got nothing there.
And nothing to do.
Literally sit around and drink water.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Getting a driver's license is a bit of an awkward photo situation, isn't it?
Well, you can't smile in them anymore, which is awkward. Same with passport photos.
You kind of just got to stand there and not do much, but you want it to look good because you've got to pull out that license all the time.
Makes everyone look like a criminal.
It does, doesn't it?
Automatically.
I find the last few times I've gone to get my photo done, the lady just doesn't even care. I say, should I do something for photo? She goes, photo's taken.
It's done.
So what do you mean? I was talking to you. She goes, yeah, you'll get it in a couple of weeks. And then it's me just sort of like half going to say something. Khloe Kardashian. Now, I'm not big on the Kardashians, Bree. I don't watch any of their...
I love Khloe.
You love Khloe?
Yeah, I don't mind her.
She has enlisted the help of a full lighting crew for her driver's license photo. So, you know, the big rings, the lights.
Oh, God.
You know, the lights, you know, the big lighting ring. You might use them for some of your videos.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture of Khloe Kardashian with the full lighting set up there for her driver's license.
The thing about the Kardashians, right,
yeah,
is that if you've ever watched the show, they obviously do things to make the show exciting or somewhat exciting or entertaining. Okay. So I think that's one of those things.
Well, there's the end result anyway of her driver's license. Like. She's pretty happy with that off the back of the lighting. Looks like a proper modelling
shoot. She looks awesome.
And she looked great.
She always looks good, though. They have a full hair and makeup team.
Well, exactly. Full hair and makeup, so, done with that. Full lighting
set up. She's already good to go.
Can you imagine if we tried this stuff, if we rocked up down to the New South Wales Roads Department with our lighting crew?
I don't think they'd be happy with
that. And just said, Marge, behind the counter, just relax for a second.
I just got to get touched up by my makeup artist. My mate, Josh, I don't know if you've seen this video. It did the rounds on Facebook. He actually, for the past, I think it's been 7 or 8 years, has pulled a different face in every license photo. The video is hilarious. I'll see if I can find it. We'll post it on the Facebook page. But in every single license photo, he gets a new one done every year. And he pulls a weird face.
Can you get away with that? Do they let that go?
Well, that's the thing. You can't go too hard.
No.
But in one of them, he's got like his hair slicked up.
Right.
And then he's like pulling this weird face with his mouth. It's hilarious. I'll post the video to our Facebook page.
It's a one-take wonder with these shots too. So as soon as they go click, if you're good to go.
That's it.
They don't care.
You've got it over the line.
Move on. Pass on. Dan's in Terrigal. Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Have you gone to any Khloe Kardashian lighting kind of extreme lengths for your license photo?
No, mine was more accidental. So I'd done the world greatest shave at work for like, you know, for cancer for my brother.
Yep.
And then I forgot that I was going to get my license that afternoon. So I went in full shaved head, like with a razor and everything, completely bald, got that photo done. And then from there, it was just like every time I whipped out my license, people were like, oh, and had a little giggle sort of thing. I was like, oh, it's for cancer, or, you know, because of cancer. Yep. But I didn't really correct them. So straight away, everyone just assumed that I had cancer, which probably wasn't the nicest thing to do.
No.
But, like, shut down these big security guard guys who would sort of have a laugh when they were scanning it. And they'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry, buddy. And I'd be like, yep, that's all right.
So he'd get let in everywhere.
Oh, man, I'm the sympathy.
No matter how sloshed I was always let in.
How long did you keep the bald license for? I mean, were you having to show every single time, like pulling your hair back and going, look, it's me. Under all this hair.
Like, it took like 2 months before I started to have proper hair growth again. But for that whole 2 months, it was pretty easy to pull off. But even after that, for a full year and a half, it was just super easy to do. And it worked every single time. No matter what, I was always like let in, easy pass. Didn't matter how much I had, or even if like, you know, stuff had gone down and come from somewhere else, it was like, oh, no, he's right, let him through.
Straight on through. I guess it'd be the same for people when you think about like people who go through extreme losses of weight.
Yep.
Or if you've gained weight, you know, you'd have to update the license shot.
Yeah, one of my mates has lost 70 kilos and he looks nothing like his driver's license photo.
So he's got the fat shot?
Yeah.
Really?
And he said he tried to go get another one and they said it would cost however much. So he's like, oh, I'll just stick with it.
No, but he looks good now. I'd be really pushing for the now shot.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to pay the money to get a new license. But he never gets let in.
How much is it? It's not that much, is it, for a new license?
The bouncer always says, oh, have you been stung by 1,000 bees? That's what
brutal.
A bouncer said to him once.
Especially
if, what happened to you in this photo?
Especially if you're rocking up with a girl and you're trying to impress her.
No.
You don't need that review.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Something we love on this show. We love a study, but we also love a list.
Oh, how good's the list?
Have they made a list? Better check that twice.
Yeah, always checking them lists.
List.
Can't beat a good list.
Tech giant Apple recently has released the list of the most popular emojis used in the world.
Well, these are updating all the time. I've seen some new emojis coming out where they're actually going to be moving and stuff. So we're getting into a real advanced emoji game.
It'll literally just be texting through emojis.
Yep.
That's all it'll be. I want to know from you, what do you think is the most used emoji in the world, guys?
Classic thumbs up emoji.
No one, mate, is using the thumbs up.
It's classic.
You're the only weirdo that still uses that.
You just give people a thumbs up whenever, whatever they say to you, it doesn't matter.
Angry.
Just,
I hate good that on emoji. I hate it.
Good on you. Thumbs up. No worries. That's the most used.
That would be in your top five.
Lock it in.
Where you're wrong.
Does it come in the top 10?
No, it's not even, doesn't get a look in.
Get on it, guys.
No one's using it. Don't use that because you'll never get any. Producer Rach?
I think it would be the crying laughter emoji.
Oh, that's a good guess.
At least someone's on the polls because Producer Rach has nailed it.
Oh, really?
You've done well there,
done.
Producer Rach.
I do use that one.
The most used emoji in the world is the crying laughter face, and it's across a number of different countries. The US, Brazil, Mexico, Spain, Turkey, Australia all make the cut.
It's universal.
As the top emoji that is used. What do you think would come in second?
Ooh, I'm just looking at my one here. What have I got?
Well, we can't go by yours because yours is a thumbs up.
I use that shock face a lot.
I use that too. Yeah. I use that as well. It's kind of like an embarrassed kind of...
Yeah, ooh. So eyes are wide open like, ooh.
Yeah, that's in my top 10.
I use that a lot.
No, that's not on the list.
Damn it.
What do you think?
Love heart?
The most universal thing in the world.
Love heart?
It's a love heart.
Boom.
Love heart comes in at number two, and then a close third is the face with the love heart eyes.
There you go.
And then the kissy face, and then the blushing face, the other blushing face.
It's all faces, really.
Yeah, it's all to do with love, pretty much.
Can I just say, in that frequently used section of your emojis, they need another page.
You reckon?
Yeah, they need another one, because I'm always looking for stupid emojis that I've used previously.
I want to know from people right now in the room, Producer H, bring up yours. We're all going to say the weirdest, most used emoji that's on our page right now.
Okay.
Yours is an eggplant, isn't it?
No, I don't use the eggplant. I think my weirdest would be I've got some dude in a bath.
Why?
Just under the popcorn there is some dude chilling in a bath.
Who uses that?
I don't know. I think I had a bath yesterday, so maybe I sent it to someone and said...
You're strange.
Current situation, bath time. Well, what's yours?
Mine? I've got a few.
Weirdest one?
The weirdest one is it's probably a kiwi fruit. There's also a poo, a grandma and a unicorn. Pretty much sums me up, actually.
That's just a good time, that is. That's just an all-around good time.
Yeah.
Are we getting Rachel's?
Yeah, Producer Rach.
What's yours,
I can
mate?
Imagine.
The Canadian flag.
Oh, here we go.
Stop talking about Brady, that ice hockey player you hooked up with that one time.
Are you still holding on to this
guy? No, I don't know why it's there, but the Canadian flag
it's
is the weirdest one.
Every time she talks to her friend so often, she doesn't want to write his name, so she just puts the Canadian flag.
He's got a girlfriend these days, mate. All right,
I'm not
he's
talking about Brady.
Mama Di's jumped on board just now.
Okay, what's Mama Di
got?
And
I actually noticed for the first time yesterday... that my mum is now on the emoji train.
What's a mum using as an emoji? What's her weird one in her top frequently
used? She's on
used?
The pulse. She's using the laughing, crying face.
Okay. So she's going with the number one. I want her weird one, though, if she's got
and then
it.
Then a few others that I don't want to mention because
she's
weird.
Sending the eggplant to Steve.
Yeah, I don't know why she keeps sending me the eggplant.
13, 12, 16 with your weirdest. We can make our own top 10 list of the weird emojis. Don't worry about the one most used.
I want people to call up.
Yes.
And then I want us to guess what is their most used.
Well, there's some in there that I don't even know exist, and I'd love to know that they do exist.
One that I thought I was the only person using was the hand symbol that means A-OK. I always use that.
Yeah, I was a user of that too. I was getting
don't
into that.
Don't lie, mate. You're still using the thumbs up.
Yeah, well, it's a good one. Get into it. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We love a list on this show.
Oh, how good's a list?
Have they made a list? Better check that twice.
Yeah, always checking them lists.
List.
Apple has released the top 20 most used emojis in the world, and looks like the laughing, crying face comes out on top, followed closely by the love heart.
Number one, universal.
Yeah.
Is the crying, laughing face, and we want to put it to the people on 13, 12, 16 right now. We went through our weirder ones in your frequently used section.
I use the unicorn a lot.
Yeah, what do you use that for?
I don't know. I think it's like when I'm like saying, oh, I'm being so extra. I'll just unicorn it.
But how often are you saying that?
Yeah, obviously often.
Often enough. Mine is some dude in a bath. which I don't even know.
I know.
Let's go to Ben in Bluehaven. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Good, mate.
Thank you.
Now, so what, we're going to try and guess here? You want him just to tell
the
us
top
and
used emoji.
His top one first. All right, hit us with your top one. What's in your top left corner?
Okay, so the top one that I most frequently use is the most, like, the laughing, crying face.
Okay.
Yep.
But I do use the rue finger a lot.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that was a new one recently put in the last year or so, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I generally use that when my mates generally give me crap about my team losing in the football.
Sounds like that's a fair bit if it's in your freak.
I do love that symbol.
Yeah.
And I'm also a plumber, so I'm sure you can guess the next one as well.
The poo.
The poo one.
Oh, who doesn't love a good poo emoji?
Yeah, no. I'm sure if you clear as many blockages as me, you'll be using that as well.
That is the side of a plumbing job that I am glad I'm not a plumber.
Ben
on that
gives
one.
A job how many poos out of five?
That was five out of five.
Five out of five.
Katie's in Hamlin Terrace. Morning, Katie.
Morning.
Good morning.
We're putting together our own list, Katie. What's your most frequent in the top left corner, first of all?
Again, the laughing, crying face.
It's proving.
See, the list is correct.
It is true. And the weirdest one you've got there, what are you using?
The engagement ring.
Ooh, are you engaged?
No, but I'm sure as hell trying.
You're throwing out those real subtle hints of the engagement ring.
Oh, no, I'm past the point of subtle.
Obviously, she just sends the emoji now every day, reminding him.
When she wakes up, five engagement rings. Just set, is today the day? Is today the day? I love that. That's great, Katie. Let's go to Kaya in Newcastle. Morning, Kaya.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's your most frequently used emoji?
The crying laughter.
There you go.
See, it's true.
Yep.
It is true.
Can I quickly ask, do you ever use the thumbs up?
Yeah, once or twice.
There you go.
When I'm annoyed at my boyfriend.
That's the only time I'd use it too.
It's a real slap in the face,
like
isn't it?
Like being passive aggressive.
Exactly, yeah.
Sorry, Gandhi. I'm on breathe, guys.
Yes, Kaya.
Most people generally are. I'm
no
used to it.
No one's using it.
What's your weirdest one?
I didn't even know this existed. So I think I went through this stat on the weekend and I woke up and I had a look at when you guys said it and I've got a weird farmer with some carrots.
And you can't explain where you might have used that. Remember why?
No, I'm not even a farmer. I work in strata management, so.
A farmer with
that
would
carrots
be in my dad's top 10.
Big Steve, of course.
Yeah, he uses the farmer emoji a lot.
Mm, when he's ripping off those backpackers, he just sends them.
All right.
He tells his other mates.
My housemate actually has the peach emoji tattooed on her bum.
Oh, no.
Hang on, which one? Which
the
one?
Peach.
The peach.
The peach emoji
so
on her bum.
The eggplant is used for the...
Yes.
And the peach is generally used...
For the...
Yeah.
Behind.
Yeah.
And so she thought it'd be a good idea to have the peach tattooed on her bum. How big? How big's the peach?
I don't know. It's like maybe 2 centimetres.
No, let's not answer the question because...
No, I meant her bum. How big's...
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
If there's one thing Bree loves, it's celebrating Christmas in November.
It's Christmas. Fireside is bleeding bright.
You love it, mate. Don't you love it?
I don't condone it. I don't support it. Don't talk to me about it.
But you're about to help us out with some gifts for 2017 that people
I'm
can
just
start.
Saying,
no,
Christmas doesn't have to be mentioned.
I think you're slowly coming around.
No, I'm
I
not.
I think the Grinch is losing her Grinchiness.
I did read an article yesterday that said people who decorate earlier for Christmas are happier.
There you go. That's a double fist pump from
who
our producer.
Who believes what everything see on the internet, producer H?
Me.
Oh, idiots.
What do you got?
Anyway, according to a website who's done a product review of gifts for 2017, there's been a list released about what are going to be the most popular things for Christmas gifts this year.
I'm interested to hear this one that's making a comeback.
Well, you kind of ruined it.
No, you said it already.
Yeah, you ruined it.
How?
The trampoline is making a comeback this year.
The trampoline never went away. The trampoline's always been around. It has, mate.
When they made it like those weird, when you throw the kid in and then you zip him up, that's not a trampoline.
Okay, so you're telling me the unsafe trampoline is making a comeback.
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming. They should bring it back.
That's the only way it's going to get good again.
Builds character falling off a trampoline.
Mate, we used to put a sprinkler underneath. Put some soap on
That's
it and go
time.
Hard.
I broke my brother's arm on a trampoline.
This is where you get tough. We're too soft on the kids. We were lucky to have four working springs on ours. They pop out that often.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught in between the springs. My brother can't have kids anymore. Oh. I'm just kidding. He's all right.
I came close
still
a couple
got one
of times.
Good, still got one.
Well, that's
one.
All you need.
Yeah, exactly. So that one is making a comeback.
Right.
The trampoline, they're saying, will be the toy of choice for kids this year.
Yep.
For the adults, for the family present. The 4K Ultra HD TVs.
Of course.
They're flying off the shelf this year, apparently.
Are they going at a good price? TVs just keep coming down in price.
I think they're fairly cheap, yeah,
nice.
So you can get a really good TV.
Jamie, if you're listening, I'll take it. TV,
the
sign me up.
The most popular consumer electronics, wireless headphones.
Okay.
They're high on the list.
Bluetooth style.
Yeah, Bluetooth style. Small appliances such as stick vacuums, very popular.
Who wants a vacuum for Christmas?
Mate, if someone wants to buy me a Dyson,
really?
I'll be stoked with that.
You are a single female living at home by yourself, aren't you? That's what you're getting
Dysons
excited about.
Dysons are sexy. Yes.
Yeah, if you're doing
Nothing
it in your underwear.
Nothing gets me going like some vacuuming. It makes me feel so good.
I'm going to Google hot girls vacuuming. See what I get.
It does
Work
make
purposes.
Me very lazy, though.
Work purposes, guys.
Oh, sure.
You're the one that said it was sexy, not me.
It is, although it does make people very lazy when you vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, normally if you see a 5-cent piece, you'll pick it up. If you've got a vacuum.
Yeah. Straight up.
Just suck it up into the vacuum.
What else we got?
Hair straighteners are also high on the list. Coffee machines and the all-in-one Thermomix style food mixers.
Oh.
So your sister Jodie would be loving that because she's a Thermomix ambassador.
She will love that mention.
Can I just say? Can I just say, Jody, suck eggs because I never came to your Thermomix thing.
Joke's on you, mate. We haven't had it yet.
Damn it!
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Better say we're feeling better today after post-Melbourne Cup day. Feeling a lot better today, which is good.
Doesn't a night out like that bring people together?
It really does.
Doesn't it? Time, Melbourne Cup.
Yeah. I feel like we bonded that day.
I think we
sometimes,
all did.
Sometimes you just need a good drinking session.
I think just bury the hatchet.
Drink responsibly. How's a nod from Producer H? Yep, tick that box.
Tick it.
Yeah.
Do we believe it?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, mate. Hey, we did a sweep, though, and we had such a jam-packed show yesterday, or we just purely forgot, to award the prize.
Yeah, we did this.
For the sweep, we gave away to people that called the show a horse in the race.
And it was huge. What was the prize?
The prize is the Sparkling Sunday brunch at Crown Plaza in Terrigal. So they're now doing, they're going to extend their breakfast out to 2 p.m., which
is
amazing.
Is a good time. If you've never done brunch at Crown Plaza in Terrigal, I'm telling you, treat yourself.
You can sleep in on a Sunday because breakfast is available until 2 p.m. Seasalt's famous buffet breakfast now until 2 every Sunday with the extra option of a sparkling brunch. It's valued at $129.
Delightful. And Miranda, you've picked up that prize this morning.
Miranda! Woo! Congrats, mate.
Thanks. I never win anything, so I'm feeling pretty good.
You had the lucky number 22, rekindling in the race.
Yes, which was our producer Rach's favourite horse. So she did me proud.
Did you know anything about it heading into it, or were you just sort of like, oh, well, just see what happens?
No, I didn't even know it was Melbourne Cup Day. Until I was on the air doing Tradie V Lady, and you guys said, Melbourne Cup Day, what are you doing? I said, working. Didn't
nice
even know
work,
it was on.
Miranda.
And hasn't it paid off for you?
It has, and I had a really bad day yesterday, actually, and then I didn't even watch the race, but I had told Mum that I was in the sleep.
Yep.
And she called me and she goes, what horse did you say you had again? I said, I don't know, rekindling or something like that. And she's like, it just won. And I was like, oh, yeah, that just made my day a little bit better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Maria.
Oh, yeah.
I love the recap of events. Well, enjoy the
Who are you gonna take?
Buffet-style breakfast there, yeah.
I'll probably take my fiance.
Nice.
I guess you have to.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And he loves his breakfast.
Have you had the breakfast there yet at Crown?
Yeah, I have. We go there every now and then, but it's always like, yes, we're going there for breakfast.
It's a treat, isn't
it? Yeah, it's good. It is good. All right,
it's the best buffet breakfast ever.
I agree. It's one of the best ones I've ever had.
Are you pitching for a job at Crown or what? What's going on, Miranda? Hoping they employ you or something?
Trying to get a free night stay as well.
Just see if they throw that in the mix.
Free night stay would be nice.
Well, we can't promise that. Crown Plaza, Terrigal, big thanks to those guys for having us there and hooking us up with that prize as well. Have a great Thursday.
Bye.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.